Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy National Championship Monday, everybody. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm back here in the Dog Bowl. And Berea, what's up, bro?
I've got one of those.
You have a national championship.
Yes,
you have a bobblehead of yourself holding a national
holding it. Yes, I do.
The trophy.
Absolutely, yes. We need so many more bobbleheads. We really need to get with Kevin Griffin and get this Dog Bowl dressed up.
We do.
Much more like the Mike and Mike, or you see the Dan Patrick Show.
But it's got a very vibrant orange.
It does. It's the new orange.
It was ahead of its time.
We are ahead of its time.
It is.
Yes,
it
but I'm doing good, man. I had a great holiday.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Great holiday. My kids had a good Saturday. We went swimming at the Westlake Rec, which is almost like, you know, they got water slides and the lily pads.
Uh-huh.
You know, got to show my kids my skills off the diving board, which was great. They were enamored with that. I had a splash so large I touched the ceiling, which is very good.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then
what's your number one trick on a diving board?
Oh, it's the jackknife, dude. The jackknife. My cannonballs are great, but I get a lot of, like, you know, width,
yeah.
I guess you could say.
But the height, you need
the jackknife, it's just, you know.
You need the compression.
Yeah, the 250 pounds. Yes.
Boom.
I almost hurt my wrist doing this jackknife, so I knew it was good.
Yeah.
And then I just asked my son, I said, did I hit the ceiling? He goes, yes, you did. So he was stoked about that. And then we hit the indoor amusement park. So the IX Indoor Amusement Park, Carlos here with the Cleveland Browns hooked me up and the fam with some tickets over the indoor amusement park. So we went.
You love to be hooked up.
I will ask, and I will not be mad if the answer is no.
That's fair.
So therefore, you know, it's I feel I've worked extremely hard in my life to get a few handouts here and there.
Yeah.
I've got to go see my great friends, Michael Herrick over at Liberty Ford at Parma Heights. I'm swapping out my national championship red Explorer, which I got about 4 days before the Bucks took on the Oregon Ducks.
Yep.
And I smoked through my 5,000 miles. So I'm.
So where are you going next?
I think I'm gonna go black.
Stay Explorer.
I'm gonna stay Explorer.
So you're not gonna get in the F-150?
Explorer fits the family, you know.
F-150 fits the family.
I know, but you know what? If my wife needs to run to the Giant Eagle or run an errand, you know, throwing the kids in the back of the crew cab.
They love it. My kids love it.
The kids will love it. I would love it.
As long
you
get the one that has the two doors.
Happy wife, happy life. So we're going to go explore again, but this time we're going to go black.
Uh-huh.
I saw your beautiful sport sitting out there, so yeah. Maybe it's going to be a sport. I love those aluminum wheels.
Yeah, it's,
and the V.
Sport's fun to drive.
The V6 supercharged engine in that is nice.
Yeah, my man Greg Bumboo.
My man Michael Herrick is hooking me up, so he's the owner's son, so he's got to take care of his boy.
And certainly he will. So does your family get into Cadbury cream eggs? Is there a lot of Cadbury cream
There's
eggs
not.
No.
There's not.
That was my favorite one.
This year was like... we did cotton candy.
Okay.
We did, of course, we did a lot of spring stuff. So we did like, you know, bubbles, bubble wands, the Easter Bunny brought. What else? The jelly beans, like the Starburst flavored jelly beans are like the new favorite of the family. So, but yeah, very good Easter, relaxing. Went to my mom's. My mom laid out a great spread, an amazing brunch, everything you could imagine. And then just got to enjoy some quality time with my mom and dad, which is always, great around the holidays.
It is certainly good. I've been a traveling man myself.
That's what I was going to ask about.
Oh, yeah. So Friday went to New York with my wife's family for...
So Friday, Ohio. Ohio to New York.
Ohio to New York Friday.
Yeah.
And we had the first Seder for Passover
awesome.
That night. And then I got up at 4:30 in the morning, got on a 6 a.m. flight from LaGuardia to Atlanta.
Woo!
And met up with my dad. My cousin lives in Atlanta, my cousin Danny. And then his dad, who we call Zago. And it was the first time in almost 10 years that the four Zagura men, well, now with Bryce, there are five in the planet, but the four of us had gotten together because Zago doesn't travel very well, and it's tough to get him out
of
there. He lives in Tucson. My dad lives in San Francisco. Danny lives in Atlanta. I live in Ohio. So we put it all together for a little Zagura Fest down there Saturday. So I got down there about 8:30, got picked up, went back, played a nice round of golf.
Sweet.
Out at Smoke Rise Country Club, which was great.
Down in Atlanta?
Uh-huh, down in Atlanta,
nice.
My cousin's club.
Weather was what?
Perfect, 70, not a cloud in the sky.
Awesome.
And then went back to his house. We actually stopped and we bought like 6 bottles of bourbon.
Nice.
And then we went back to his house, watched the final 4 games, ate this unbelievable dinner with the smoked ribs over this seafood and chorizo paella that he
Ooh,
made.
Jeez.
And we went through basically all the bourbon and just got hammered.
6 bottles?
It was
wow.
Insane. It was a lot of bourbon. A lot of food.
Did you put
a lot
them?
Of
did you put them onto the Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale?
We did. We had the stout, which I'd never had before, and I like it better than the ale.
Do you?
Oh my, get you some! Everybody was yelling that all night long. So
after about four bottles, I'm sure that's all they heard was get you some.
Oh yeah, there are a lot of get you sums out there. So yeah, it was super fun. But yes, cats in the house, and I'm really allergic to cats. So I was pounding my Allegra, I had the Flonase going, and I was fine. But I had to sleep on this teeny little couch that I guess turns out used to be like the cat's hangout.
Yeah.
And so when I woke up, my eyes were like shut. I couldn't breathe. And then got back on a plane at like 9 back to New York. So 4 days in a row. And then today I flew in this morning.
Nice. Yeah, very eventful. And like, isn't it cool, though? And I know that, you know, when my son was born, it's like to have the three, you know, the four generations. So like my son, myself, my dad, and my grandfather, who's now passed away. So we got that picture. And then my wife was able to do the same thing when our daughter was born. Like our daughter, my wife, her mom, and her grandmother, who actually just recently passed away in January as well. So those are the moments that are very rare. You know, when all four generations get together, but it's something that you have to capture and you have to cherish because, as I have found out, and hopefully, you know, not sooner than later,
I know
you'll find out that, you know,
I
one generation
solo.
Has passed.
I know, and that's why I wanted to get Bryce down there because that would have been the first time that the five living Zagura men
that's
would all be in the same place.
Very cool.
Bryce's like, I don't want to go.
He's like, Atlanta for what?
I want to stay with Mama.
He's like, Hotlanta?
Thanks a lot, Bryce.
He'll learn later in life what Hotlanta is all about.
Hotlanta's a fine city. it was a good time. So it was a good weekend. I'm obviously a little bit beat. A lot of trail, you know, flying four straight days.
Yeah, sure.
But all in all, it's good. It's good to be back here. It was nice to get kind of like, you know, get the little holiday. And then now we're ready to go. We got 8 days until the uniform reveal.
Yes, that'll be exciting.
Yeah, about, you know, two more weeks after that, or so basically 16 days after that, 24 days, I guess, to the draft. And then we're rocking and rolling, man.
We did. We touched upon it on Friday, and what's so funny, in your absence, but of course in the presence of the kid, it was our happy Easter / Passover edition of Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. Because I had to catch everybody, you know.
Yeah.
And I made the comment to him. I just said, you know, being in this business for whatever reason, you know, when the kid and working with Andy Baskin, I'm surrounded by more and more Jewish friends. And in some cases, my Jewish friends now, yourself included, are actually superseding my non-Jewish friends. So I had to throw out the, you know, the catch-all and make sure that I hit the Passover and the Easter
edition.
Very
kind of you.
Of so Cleveland Browns
inclusive.
Daily. Yes.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Yeah. So.
Didn't have many friends like that when I was in the NFL.
Yeah, there aren't many Jewish players in the NFL.
There's not.
There's Mitchell Schwartz on our team.
Yes.
Jeff Schwartz's brother.
Yep.
For a while, Jay Fiedler.
Yes. I don't know.
I'm sure there are probably maybe a few others. But no, not many.
Not many.
Not many.
So.
Not many. Mitchell Schwartz was actually singled out as a Jew of note, I believe, at his school. He got honored last week leading up to Passover. But it's cool. So Alyssa's grandfather and I are very close. And he's pretty religious. And so when we go out there on Sunday, he goes to the hotel. There are hotels where everything, because you can only eat certain things over Passover for the whole week, and the people move into these hotels, and they have every meal at the hotel, and everything's catered, so they know everything's legit. So we went in there and had that dinner last night, which was a lot of fun.
I bet.
And now we're back here. The weather just does not seem to be getting any better here.
No.
And what is the deal?
It's brutal. And honestly,
like, I have my golf fever now. Went down there, played golf. I have full-on golf fever.
Golf fever, I have it as well. And yesterday, while we were at my mom and dad's house, of course, my wife is enjoying conversations with my mom, and the kids are just running crazy. And I got to hang with my dad, and we watched the final round of the Shell Houston Open.
Uh-huh.
And so being able to sit down and
so
focus
money.
On, you know, just watching golf and kind of hanging and with your feet up on
it's
the
very
couch.
Relaxing.
It was very relaxing. And then soon thereafter, I went to a playoff. I didn't get to watch. We went outside. The kids wanted to jump on their bikes. And like, if we're going for a bike ride,
it's golf
what
time.
I do is I just grab a 60-degree wedge and a couple golf balls, and I just throw them down and I just start to swing in, you know, chipping from yard to yard just to have that itch.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Of course, the Masters can't get here soon enough with Tiger Woods now in the field.
He might shoot 100.
He won't shoot 100.
If he comes out and, like, shanks his first chip, if you can't chip at that course, you could get in a lot of trouble.
This is true now. And what's cool, there's actually a great article by it was an interview by Scott Van Pelt with Bubba Watson. That's like, to me, it's if you're a golf fan and you like Bubba Watson, you don't have
love
to.
Bubba.
He doesn't have to be your favorite player, but it's a great interview because he talks about, you know, taking Steph Curry in both in hoops and in golf. He talks about how much smack he talks on the basketball court and the golf course. He talks about some of the stuff that he learned from Tiger Woods, you know, early in his career playing at the Masters, and how Tiger was like a vault early in his career, not giving him any of the, you know, the insight.
Yeah.
A veteran who's won and played very well at the Masters many years. But then after Bubba kind of proved himself and showed off how far he could hit the golf ball, Tiger couldn't help but open up to like, you know, because he was in amazement of how Bubba could hit the ball. So then it's like, you amused me. Now I'll, you know, now I'll give you some of that insight that'll help you win. And of course, Bubba's gone two out of the last three, which is great.
I love Bubba.
Bubba's great.
He's awesome.
How do you not love Bubba?
Yeah, the Masters is gonna be good. What did you think of the? I thought Duke was a lock. Kentucky, I still feel like they should have won. I'm surprised that they didn't win. Wisconsin is so solid.
They are so solid. It's and also too with if you understand them, it's just understanding the way Bo Ryan coaches. Like if you take a bad shot, he pulls you from the game. If you turn the ball over, he pulls you from the game. You know, so if you want to play, every time you shoot the ball and or pass the ball or, you know, try to get tricky with the basketball, you have to be 100% sure in what you're doing. And I thought when Kentucky made that run to go up by four, I believe, I thought the game was over. And then two times in a row, Kentucky got in, you know, late into the shot clock, you know, under 6 seconds. And one of the Harrison brothers, I don't recall which one did, you know, would go one on, you know, they'd go 1-4. And you go one-on-one, and both times, I think three out of four times down the floor, they had a shot clock violation. And Kentucky couldn't get a basket. And then, of course, Wisconsin goes on their run, I think a 12-4 run, to go and win the basketball game. But all in all, it's very good for the Big Ten. You know, not an all-Big Ten championship, but Wisconsin, who was our Big Ten conference winner, as well as our Big Ten tournament winner.
Big Ten will have won football and basketball.
Hey, and we're just, you know, a big, slow, you know, conference that's behind in the times.
That is what they say. A member of the Big Ten and a member, former Wisconsin Badger himself, Joe Thomas, had some very interesting things to say about Johnny Manziel. We will talk about that when we come back. His comments there, what that means for the team, what it means for Johnny Manziel. We'll also take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.